Today is Wednesday, March 27th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Today's episode is brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. You don't have to imagine anymore because Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I recently got the European linen high-waisted shorts and they were perfection. So comfortable and chic, plus they're affordable at $30 a pair. So if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe for the summer without breaking the bank, be sure to check out Quince. Indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Early Tuesday morning, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after a shipping container lost power and crashed into the bridge. While the crew was able to notify officials in time to limit traffic on the bridge before impact, there are still 6 people unaccounted for who were working on the bridge during the collapse, who authorities say are presumed dead. The National Transportation Safety Board is already investigating the collapse itself, though experts say it could potentially take months to clear the debris, as well as several years to reconstruct the bridge, though the Biden administration has already said that the federal government will pay to rebuild it. The Patapsco River, where the bridge is located, is an important shipping lane, and the flow of ships through Baltimore could have a strain on the supply chain and ultimately the economy. The other major headline yesterday was the Supreme Court arguments over whether to limit the availability of the abortion medication mifepristone. The case was brought by a group called the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine on behalf of 7 doctors, some of whom are actually dentists, who object to treating abortion patients on the grounds that they could possibly be forced to treat a patient who was hospitalized as a result of taking the drug if they have an adverse event. Never mind that that has happened in less than 1% of cases out of 6 million since it was made legal in the year 2000. And at this point, medication actually accounts for over 60% of abortion procedures. The group is arguing against the FDA's expansion of access to mifepristone, such as through the mail after a telehealth appointment, on the grounds that the FDA did not have the authority to regulate it as they did. We won't know the court's ruling for several months, but audio of oral arguments appear to indicate that the justices weren't super receptive to the idea that they should even be hearing this case in the first place. So basically, a technicality that might excuse them from having to decide on the constitutionality of access to contraception in the first place. And while we await that decision from the Supreme Court, we have to discuss how it even got there in the first place. That would be by way of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled against the legality of mifepristone distribution last summer. It's worth noting that the wife of one of the 3 judges on that Fifth Circuit panel was paid on at least 6 different occasions between 2018 and 2022 by the conservative legal group behind the case. Judge James Ho was appointed to the federal bench by Donald Trump after serving as the Solicitor General of Texas, and the payments were made to his wife Allison, who is also a conservative attorney who is hell-bent on inspecting your uterus personally. According to reporting in The Guardian, the payments do not technically violate the court's code of conduct. But then again, neither do Harlan Crow's, technically. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal trial into his campaign finance hush money payment to Stormy Daniels issued a limited gag order on Donald yesterday. Judge Juan Marchand issued the order with regards to all of Donald's statements outside of court pertaining to known or potential witnesses, opposing counsel other than Alvin Bragg, because he is an elected official and you can talk shit about them, as well as any court staff or their family members. While this may seem small compared to a $500 million civil fraud penalty, he has already been fined and warned more than once in his past court encounters in other trials that he could be imprisoned if he keeps defying the court. So keep trying, Donald. Speaking of that civil fraud bill, it is due in 9 days. Donald announced yesterday that he is now selling Bibles for $59.99. In his Truth Social announcement video, he said that, quote, "religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from our country. I truly believe we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. We must make America pray again." You know who could really use one of Donald's Bibles? Ronna McDaniel, who has already been dropped as a paid contributor by NBC News Group just 4 days after she started, following backlash from a ton of her would-be on-air colleagues. Have we considered trying this whole consequence thing again, but for the insurrectionist himself? Pivoting internationally for a minute, Israel has again recalled its negotiators back from Qatar after 10 days of negotiations over a possible hostage and ceasefire deal for 6 weeks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement shortly after, blaming Hamas for the deadlock and the UN Security Council ceasefire resolution for leading Hamas to harden its position, adding that Israel will continue to push to achieve its war objectives. For our final story, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill on Monday that will enact one of the most restrictive laws in the country for minors' use of social media by banning accounts for children under 14 while requiring parental permission for 14 to 15-year-olds. The law takes effect on January 1st, 2025, which will be extremely disappointing for some teenagers who want to share their New Year's Eve outfits. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.